Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, and welcome to the Living Hope program today. And today we've been looking at Philippians in recent programs, and we come to Philippians and chapter 4. Paul is very fond of this church, and it's going to come out in the chapter that we now look at, something of the closeness of relationship. But he is exhorting them at the beginning of this chapter that they really do need to avoid arguments and dispute, and to honour one another, and to work together in the Lord. And he's mentioning a couple of ladies who seem to have their differences, and he actually uses the word plead. I'm sure he doesn't use any word lightly, but he's obviously concerned that they're becoming entrenched in some disagreement, and so he's urging them to say, come on, you know, we really need to have the same mind in Christ. And again, it's all about the gospel. People working together, not for any reason other than that the gospel may be made known. The verses that follow, well, he's talking about rejoicing in the Lord. He's talking about being gentle. He's talking about appreciating that the Lord is near. He's near, his presence is very near, but it's also near the day that he will come again. But he drops in what we call now verses 6 and 7, he drops in something so lovely. He says, don't be anxious about anything. Don't let any situation trouble you and distress you. He says, by prayer and petition, bring it to God with thanksgiving. He's saying, don't let your prayer life be so focused on asking God for what you want that you miss to give thanks for what you already have. And what he actually says too is very important. He says, if you have that mentality whereby, yes, you are willing to bring your burdens and concerns to Jesus, that's good, rather than keeping them to yourself, but you're willing to bring them with thanksgiving, acknowledging good things that are happening, he says you will experience the peace of God, a peace which transcends all understanding. And we certainly need that. I don't know anyone who at some time in their life would say, I've never needed this peace. We all need at times, particularly, a peace that isn't going to be coming upon us because of circumstances, but it passes understanding. In other words, it's a gift of God that just helps us to feel all is well. Whatever the circumstances, whatever's going on, all is well. He also encourages us, Paul, that we need to focus in our minds upon things that are good and lovely. You know, if you focus upon depressing things, bad things, evil things, unclean things, that will have its impact upon you. But focus upon what is good. And then he shares with them the real secret of contentment that he's found, which is that I know in whatever circumstance I am, I know that I can have peace because I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And this ability to be content that if things are good, he's going to trust God. If things are not going well, he's still going to trust God. He will not be dominated by his circumstances, but more just being content in the will of God. And just one more thing very quickly. This lovely verse, my God will meet all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. The Philippians really helped him out, but he's saying, you have needs too, and I want to assure you, as you've reached out to meet my needs, God will also meet yours. Well, we're going to pause for some worship. My good friend Patrick will join me, and we will reflect again on Philippians chapter 4.
and green meadows, and you lead me beside quiet streams. Then you give me new strength to walk where you lead. For you are my shepherd, and I have all I need.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the letter to the Philippians, chapter 4. And he starts off in chapter 4, really, into verse 2, with this talk of these two ladies. And I just wondered whether that would open up for us something about the role of women in the early church, because they seem to have quite a role to play.
Well, yes, I think that Paul is aware that these are not just two people who can be dismissed or they're just having a funny time. You know, their influence in the church was considerable, so it's very important that they got their problem sorted, because people would otherwise be damaged through their argument.
Yeah. Verse 4 then, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, quite a well-known verse. Always rejoice in the Lord?
Well, yes, there have been various takes on this. I would say we can always rejoice in the Lord, that we can be thankful and full of worship and praise because of who he is. But that is a little different from saying, I am grateful that whatever God has put my way, it's always good. Because clearly that isn't true. But we can always find, even in the most tough times, something about the Lord himself to give praise for.
Yeah. In verse 9, Paul seems to set himself up as an example for people to follow. Do you think Paul is a good example of a Christian, the way to lead a Christian life?
Yes, I certainly do. And what we know, because of the wider information as to how Paul taught and lived, he's not boasting here. There's no bragging. It's simply saying, by the grace of God, he has given me the ability to handle all sorts of different circumstances, and I'm trying to live like Christ, sometimes under crisis, pain, suffering, and sometimes not. And people will always find it challenging and provoking when they see someone holding on to their faith when the odds seem stacked against them.
The inspiring thing, of course, is in verse 12, where he says he's content in whatever situation he finds himself. And, you know, that's quite something to aim for, isn't it, for us?
Absolutely. I think that that again just speaks so powerfully that good times, bad times, times where the provision was abundant and times when there was virtually nothing, didn't affect his commitment to follow the Lord Jesus.
And I noticed that the chapter actually pretty much ends in verse 19 with this verse that my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So he felt that his needs were being met, and he was telling other people, actually, God can do the same for you.
Well, that's right. And it is very much the riches of his glory. So sometimes that will be translated into very physical, material things, but sometimes into spiritual blessings that refresh and encourage us and give us a sense of purpose and worth being worthwhile.
Okay, a fascinating book, The Letter to the Philippians. Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.